From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. Many Detroit neighborhoods need help. A lot of blocks are little more than a couple of occupied homes, a few abandoned houses, some burned-out structures, and overgrown vacant lots. But these neighborhoods, the worst neighborhoods, are not the city's priority. Instead, the mayor is helping better neighborhoods. As you undoubtedly know, Detroit's downtown business districts are booming. Corporate offices are moving in, retailers are opening new stores, empty buildings are being rehabbed into upscale apartments. Detroit's neighborhoods, though, are not doing as well. Here's Mayor Mike Duggan during his recent State of the City address.
I get asked, it seems like every day, you've got all this investment in downtown and midtown. It's great, I like it, but when's the investment coming to the neighborhoods?
The mayor went on to say neighborhood investment starts now. He announced a neighborhood development program amounting to $30 million in public-private investments.
We're starting in three neighborhoods to prove it makes a difference. In the Livernois-McNichols area, in the West Village area on the east side, and in southwest Detroit near Clark Park.
These three neighborhoods already do better than most of the city. Livernois-McNichols includes Marygrove College and abuts University of Detroit Mercy. The West Village area is full of apartment buildings, nice duplexes, a few trendy restaurants with some more retail stores planned. And the area near Clark Park is better known as Mexican Town. It's been vibrant for a long time. This approach is like reverse battlefield triage. Instead of helping the worst damaged areas of the city first, Mayor Duggan is helping those neighborhoods with greater potential. As a strategy, it might make sense. If you live in one of the struggling neighborhoods such as Morningside, it's frustrating.
If we can't, the city, if we can't save Morningside, then what hope is there for Detroit's comeback?
Eric DeWicke lives in Morningside, has for 24 years. He also happens to be a lecturer in urban and regional planning at the University of Michigan. We spent a couple of hours driving around the Morningside neighborhood.
This is a brand new tenant in this particular building.
DeWicke had a brief conversation with Mayor Duggan about the street where DeWicke lives, 3 Mile Drive.
And he said, this was last spring, we've got some work to do on 3 Mile. And I said, yes, we do, Mr. Mayor. So I think if the mayor understands 3 Mile and he understands we have these issues and we still aren't getting changes to the system, what must other neighborhoods who don't have that advantage have to go through?
The advantage? Duggan's grandparents lived on 3 Mile, and as a child he spent a lot of weekends there. Today, Morningside is certainly not the worst neighborhood in Detroit, but it's not the best. It's more or less a microcosm of the city. There are many vacant homes. The city promised demolitions of some of the gutted homes last year. They're still standing. But then DeWicke drove me past block after block of 1920s-era brick Tudors and other really nice houses. DeWicke says Morningside's business district along Warren Avenue is a little better. In the last couple of years, a few of its vacant buildings filled with small retailers, but about half of the buildings are still boarded up. DeWicke says it's not as though Duggan has done nothing for Morningside. Streetlights, more regular garbage pickup, a new small park.
But what I feel is the kind of modus operandi of the administration, for the most part, is, well, we hire all these smart people and these experts, and we understand what the issue is and what needs to be done. And so, yeah, we don't really need your help, people out there in the neighborhoods.
That's a sentiment people in more than one neighborhood express. As Mayor Duggan turns his attention to investment in the neighborhoods, he says he wants the residents to have more say in what happens. He says in the Livernois-McNichols neighborhood, 40 meetings were held to see what neighbors wanted. And the mayor says if the investments in those three neighborhoods work, there will be $30 million more to invest in other neighborhoods. People in Morningside hope the mayor remembers his grandparents' neighborhood when and if those investments come in the future. For the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.